Moshe Rabbeinu is on the run from Paro. He ends up in Midian and he stays by the well. Question is, why would he go to the well of all places? So culturally, back then, that was the place to be. If you wanted to meet people, see people, find out what's going on in town, you went to the well. That's where people hung out. It's kind of like the water cooler at work. Okay, so that's why Moshe goes to the well. But the story just seems very reminiscent of Yaakov Avinu. He ends up at the well, he meets the girl, he ends up marrying the girl. Question is, what's the significance of this? Now, the Medrash adds an additional layer to this by telling us that it is very much similar to Lavan. Neither one of them had sons. Their daughters were their shepherds. And in the end, their zchus, their merit for whatever happens is that they have sons. Question is, seems like Yisro gets a little bit shafted. He only gets sons out of this, according to the Medrash, but he doesn't get the sheep and the wealth that is amassed by Lavan. Why is that? I'm going to share with you a beautiful insight by the Oznaim LaTorah of Saratskin. Saratskin says that the truth is, in life, what ends up happening is what we want most is hopefully what we get. What did Lavan want? Lavan didn't really care about his family, per se, but Lavan's entire motivation, we see this from the very beginning and the introduction to Lavan until his conclusion, Lavan is all about the money. That's all he wants. He goes running out to see Eliezer because he sees the bracelets and the nose ring. He later on expects the same thing from Yaakov, goes running out again. He swindles Yaakov left and right, all in his attempt to get more and more and more and more and more stuff. Why is that? Because that's Lavan's entire essence. So with that, when that's his essence, what ends up happening is Lavan is rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what? You want, not children. You'll get your sons. That's your zchus. But what do you really want? You want money. I'll make sure you get that. Yisro is the exact opposite. Yisro wasn't looking for money. Yisro left his high position of power in the court of Paro because he felt that justice meant more than anything else. And when he ends up in Midian, he divorces himself of idolatry because, again, he feels that's where it's all at. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's beloved to you? Beloved to you is spirituality, the close connection to God. So he says, I'll tell you what your reward is. Your reward is you'll get sons because you don't have them now. But I'll give you one more thing on top of that. I'll give you a son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu, that will be a diamond. He will be a person that will bring spirituality to humanity. And more than that, he'll bring the spiritual connection to you as well. And that's really, if you watch the story of Yisro unfold, it's Moshe Rabbeinu that brings him back, has him connected to the Jewish people. And we were told midrashically that the sons of Yisro, the family of Yisro, becomes an integral part of the Jewish people for many, many, many years to come. What's in our heart, our greatest desires, are what God wants to give us. Love and what loved money, God says, fine, that's what I'll give you. Yisro loved Torah, spirituality, and connection with God, and that's what he got.